Task 2.
You will hear part of a program. Read through the sentences before listening. According to what you hear, write the option A, B or C, which best completes them, in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 has been completed as an example. Now, read the sentences.
If there's one thing I hope readers come away with when they read my books, first and foremost is just to be entertained. What I'm trying to do is write hopefully a high quality of popular fiction. This is not literature. Some of the stories you're going to take away, hopefully a new appreciation for a certain issue. Not always. I hope at times the readers are struck by a sense of anger at the injustice that the book portrays. But you have to be careful when you write popular fiction, and you can't stay on your soapbox. Well, the inspiration for the first book, I was probably 35 years old. I'd never written before. I wasn't planning on writing. I was a lawyer, and I felt sure I'd do that for the rest of my life. But I saw a trial one day. I wasn't involved in the trial, but it was involved a young girl who had been raped and left for dead. And she came into the courtroom to testify against the man who had done a lot of really horrible things to her. She was 12 years old. And the inspiration came for this courtroom drama set in a small town in the South, as seen through the eyes of a young attorney who basically defends her father for getting his retribution, and became almost a compulsion to see if I could capture that on paper. 3 years later, it was finished. It became A Time to Kill. However, after writing 12 or 13, 14 books of the same type, I sort of naturally began to wonder if I could write something else, a different kind of book. The appeal is about a campaign. It's about a race for a seat on the Supreme Court in Mississippi, and it's about the nuts and bolts of campaigning, the issues, the good and the bad. And so it's definitely has a lot more politics and also political intrigue, and that's what makes it unique. It's hard to predict. Normally they drop out of nowhere, but there's something will happen, or I'll read a story about something to do with the law, and a light bulb goes off, and you say that might be a story, it might be a novel. And it was during the campaign of 06, and I read a story about judicial elections and how they were being sort of purchased, corrupted by big money on both sides, and the light bulb went off. When I'm writing, which is about half the year, it's all done at the same place at the same time, very much a creature of habit. I've never been able to take a laptop or a legal pad and write anywhere else than I write at home. I have a separate building at home, an old building, an office that's close to the house. With no phones, no faxes, no internet, no noise. And I go there each morning at about a good day is 6:30 or 7 with the same cup, the same kind of coffee, the same, everything's very structured. And spend 4 to 6 hours. And usually if you do that, if you write for 5 or 6 hours at a time, after that long of, after that many hours, you got to have a break because your brain is just fried. You know, take a break. So it's all very rigid, you know. Just, I mean, I enjoy it. It's still fun to do, but it's very few interruptions, very quiet, very dark. Sometimes I'll even cover the windows to make it even darker. I work on the same machine I've been working on for 14 years. It's an old word processor that's about to go out, and I really worry what's going to happen when I lose that one.
Now, listen again.
If there's one thing I hope readers come away with when they read my books, first and foremost is just to be entertained. What I'm trying to do is write hopefully a high quality of popular fiction. This is not literature. Some of the stories you're going to take away, hopefully a new appreciation for a certain issue. Not always. I hope at times the readers are struck by a sense of anger at the injustice that the book portrays. But you have to be careful when you write popular fiction, and you can't stay on your soapbox. Well, the inspiration for the first book, I mean, I was probably 35 years old. I'd never written before. I wasn't planning on writing. I was a lawyer, and I felt sure I'd do that for the rest of my life. But I saw a trial one day. I wasn't involved in the trial, but it was involved a young girl who had been raped and left for dead. And she came into the courtroom to testify against the man who had done a lot of really horrible things to her. She was 12 years old. And the inspiration came for this courtroom drama set in a small town in the South. As seen through the eyes of a young attorney who basically defends her father for getting his retribution. And it became almost a compulsion to see if I could capture that on paper. 3 years later, it was finished. It became A Time to Kill. However, after writing 12 or 13, 14 books of the same type, I sort of naturally began to wonder if I could write something else, a different kind of book. The appeal is about a campaign. It's about a race for a seat on the Supreme Court in Mississippi, and it's about the nuts and bolts of campaigning, the issues, the good and the bad. And so it's definitely has a lot more politics and also political intrigue, and that's what makes it unique. It's hard to predict. Normally they drop out of nowhere, but there's something will happen, or I'll read a story about something to do with the law, and a light bulb goes off, and you say, that might be a story. That might be a novel. And it was during the campaign of 06, and I read a story about judicial elections and how they were being sort of purchased, corrupted by big money on both sides. And the light bulb went off. when I'm writing, which is about half the year, it's all done at the same place at the same time. You know, very much a creature of habit. I've never been able to take a laptop or a legal pad and write anywhere else than I write at home. I have a separate building at home, an old building, an office that's close to the house. No phones, no faxes, no internet, no noise. And I go there each morning at about a good day is 6:30 or 7, with the same cup, the same kind of coffee, the same, everything's very structured. And spend 4 to 6 hours. And usually if you do that, if you write for 5 or 6 hours at a time, after that long of, after that many hours, you got to have a break because your brain is just fried. You know, take a break. So it's all very rigid, you know. Just, I mean, it's, I enjoy it. It's still fun to do, but it's very few interruptions, very quiet, very dark. Sometimes I'll even cover the windows to make it even darker. I work on the same machine I've been working on for 14 years. It's an old word processor that's about to go out, and I really worry what's going to happen when I lose that one.
This is the end of task 2.